We're going to start the next round of questions with Joseph. What is a strength of Fort Madison that you don't think is being capitalized on as much as it should, and how would you capitalize on it as mayor?
I think we have a lot of good people here in Fort Madison. I think that a lot of us are more than willing to help our neighbors. I would like to see us do a lot more with the volunteer work, that if we could start programs for volunteer work to help, like I said, clean up our town and our parks. A volunteer police force, that would be, you know, we used to have it back in the day. I don't even think we use them anymore. I'd like to see more volunteer help as much as we can get.
Rodney, same question to you. What is a strength of Fort Madison that you don't think is being capitalized on enough, and how would you capitalize on it as mayor?
I would say that the people, they speak very clearly. At times, I would tell myself, as mayor, I would be honored. I mean, in some ways, a lot of people would aspectively say, hey, let's throw this out there. Word of mouth is basically, you work together. You're a neighbor. You might basically have a mental defect, physical defect, anything wrong health-wise. Your neighbor is your neighbor for a reason. You can protect them as a friend, foe. It doesn't matter. We're all human. We're not just basically just an entity, basically, but the strength of our community is our will to help our neighbor. Because I've actually seen some of our neighbors, literally, it's like what I've told most people. It's not the prison or our Latinos down in the Mexican village. It's not even the prison that's made us big. But historically, I'd like to have the historical Fort Madison back, because physically, there was a lot of things that kids were learning. And the one thing about it is I want the curriculum at the high school to understand historical artifacts are basically the basis of everybody, whether you collect it or not. But physically, our kids are our future. We've already made our destiny. Now we need to make sure our kids understand what our future's like, or what their future's going to be like. Because if we don't, we're going to fall right on our face, and it's going to hurt. It ain't just going to hurt when we die. I mean, we live, we die. But our kids, they're going to make our legacy that way.
And Matt, same question to you. What's a strength of Fort Madison that you don't think is being capitalized on, and how would you try to capitalize on it as mayor?
And I'm going to shift the question a little bit. I'm going to look at some strength we had that can be strengthened more. Number one, the Port Trail Committee. Larry Smith is here. This is an amazing group of volunteers that are getting money to build trails for the wellness of the people in Fort Madison. They're using this much municipal money, and they're doing great things. We have a system that has started. They have phase 3, phase 4 on the books. It's great. The number of people that are supporting it is great. They are doing a good job. That is a model that needs to be expanded into the city, because that is ownership. Entertainment and activities. Think about the cool stuff we have. We've got the best rodeo in the Great Plains Circuit right here in Fort Madison, Iowa. When my father was a young man, he was on that committee as a farmer out there. That is really cool. We need to do what we can to make sure we are not putting any barriers up for their growth and their future development. Riverfest, another good one. Charles is growing that. I think that's great. We got to be supportive. We got to give him the opportunity to do another festival if he'd like. Fiesta, a cool function. 3 years from being 100 years. 100 years of heritage. We need to make sure that we're supporting their efforts and do what we can to see if we can develop that further. A huge one that is underdeveloped. We have one of the top 10 river parks on the Mississippi. It's undeveloped. We need to develop our riverfront for the benefit of the people of Fort Madison.